Well, with the latest on the farm bill, we have Senior Vice President of the National Cotton Council, John McGuire, with a recap of where we currently stand.
On the House side, Chairman Lucas has said that we need to get through the budget debates. There's going to be some significant budget debates, and so he wants to see how those issues are resolved, and then he's indicated that he'll probably start his markup in maybe early April. On the Senate side, Majority Leader Reid actually reintroduced the bill that the Senate passed last year and said that he would make farm policy a priority. And then Chairwoman Stabenow said that she intended to try and mark something up sooner than later. So I don't know whether the Senate will go first again. It's kind of an unusual situation, but I guess it's possible that the Senate might try and go first.
As for last year's major hurdle of bringing the committee-passed bill to the general membership, McGuire notes that Secretary Vilsack recently got criticized for saying rural America is losing its influence.
My feeling is we haven't lost our influence. We're just not utilizing it efficiently. I think there's a lot of ambivalence about farm policy. People are tired. This will be the third time we've tried to do a farm bill in 2 years. We tried to do it with the debt reduction in 2011. We did it with the fiscal cliff last year. Everybody kind of knows the parameters we're working from. And I think that we need to make sure that especially Chairman Lucas and Mr. Peterson don't hear that we're criticizing them for not moving legislation, that the farmers have to push the leadership to say we don't want to lurch from short-term to short-term. We want a long-term policy in place.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.